WMFO in Medford. That's the perfect way to end this this day. Just all of us, you know, listening to these JBLs blasting loud and hearing Going Down, you know, hearing the Stereo Separations that way. Just four music nerds here just loving that. I want to thank you guys. Peter.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dan Anklin, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much, Mike and Peter. Thanks for letting me join this Jeff Beck tribute. As far as I'm concerned, Jeff Beck was a big part of my life. I started seeing him in 1973, and I saw him the very last time he played in Boston. And it's just, you know, well, a huge, huge loss to the rock and roll world.
It is. But, you know, we're celebrating today, you know, celebrating the music and the life of a true genius. And, Peter, thank you for curating that list. We'll have that
thank
forever.
We'll
have that forever. It's just great.
Thank you for inviting me. And
first person I thought of.
Thank you, Jeff, for all the beautiful music, which will definitely live on.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay, I want to welcome Something About the Women to the fold. Kirsten's here.
Good morning. What a room to walk into. This has been the place to be this
morning. I hate this microphone.
You can't hear me?
It sucks. can you move over there?
I have a quiet voice on a good day. This is going to have to do for the moment.
All right.
Happy to be here. I've not been here since December 17th, actually.
Well, nice to have you back.
Clearly you missed me.
I did. Yeah, I'm your dance partner.
Yes, you keep me safe and looking good.
I do. Okay, so just so you'll be able to change mics soon, we're going to start Something About the Women with the great Dionne Warwick doing a song by...
Burt Bacharach. It is one of my favorite songs. I just love this song so much.
All right, stay tuned for Something About the Women and Kirsten, everybody. I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll be back next week at 9.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. You are listening to WMFO. We are located in Medford at Tufts University. We are freeform radio. This show is Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I am the DJ in the seat today. I share this seat with Sue and Jane. The three of us rotate. I've actually not been here since December 17th, so it feels really good to be back in the station, and so grateful to be able to share some of that time with Mike Newman, with Dan, with Peter. And it was just so great to walk in. It was great hearing all the music that they had to play and stories, and just a fabulous way of spending the morning. And then, of course, being here in the station. So grateful to be in the station. And we overlook the campus, and it's a beautiful day. It hardly even feels like winter. It's so beautiful out. So there you have it. That's all of the joy that, part of the joy that I have to share this morning. I'll continue to share the joy through the show. I started out with Walk On By, sung by Dionne Warwick, a Burt Bacharach song, and we sadly lost him. So many songs that come into my head that were all his and were so appreciated through his time. I have a friend who wrote a story about earworms. And if you have an earworm in your head, the only way to erase it is with a Burt Bacharach song, which, of course, is replacing one earworm with another, but perhaps a better one. So we have that. Well, I have a little set of music to play having to do with the glitter in life, starting with Stevie Nicks.
Well, I never. What I see. fed a lover with just your hands. Close your eyes and trust it, just trust it. Have you ever thrown a fistful of glitter in the air? Have you ever looked fear in the face and said, I just don't care? And it's only half past the point of no return, the tip of the iceberg, the sun before the burn, the thunder before the lightning, and the breath before the phrase. Have you ever felt this way? Have you ever hated yourself for staring at the phone? Your whole life waiting on the ring to prove you're not alone. Have you ever been touched so gently you had to cry? Have you ever invited a stranger to come inside? It's only half past the point of oblivion, the hourglass on the table, the walk before the run, the breath before the kiss, and the fear before the phrase. Have you ever felt this way? Wished for an endless night, lassoed the moon and the stars and pulled that rope tight. Have you ever held your breath and asked yourself, will it ever get better than tonight?
I never fall in love again.
Okay, well, I think that the ghosts of Burt Bacharach may have stepped in and intervened there. Wasn't quite what I was planning on, but nonetheless, the Carpenters, I'll Never Fall in Love Again from the recording Close to You from 1970. Before that was the start of my glitter set, Stevie Nicks, After the Glitter Fades, and then Pink, Glitter in the Air. I do have one more song for this glitter set, but I'm going to play it later on because I have some guests that I would like to highlight. This is Chris Horn and Linda Mandolin. They are two of the musicians of Tiger Bomb. Tiger Bomb will be playing live here in Cambridge at the Middle East. They are the early show. The show goes from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. They hail from Maine, so it is not often that they are in town. And they are firmly, firmly committed to women bands, girl bands, and it shows. So I'm actually, before I bring Chris on mic, I'm going to play one of our first girl bands, Goldie and the Gingerbreads. So let me see what I am doing here. Okay, here we go.
Baby, you'd better go now while time is on your side. There's nothing left between us. The river is 10 miles wide. We're walking in different circles, baby. It's a one-way street you're on. I could not bend your thoughts, baby.
Okay, so what you just heard was Walking in Different Circles by Goldie and the Gingerbreads. That's Genya Raven. And I have on mic Chris Horn, who is part of the band Tiger Bomb. I'm so excited to have both Chris and Linda on mic this evening. And starting with Chris, hi, Chris, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
Thank you so much for coming on mic with me.
Yeah, sure.
We'd love to hear a little bit about your musical experience, influences, how you got to where you are now with Tiger Bomb.
Well, okay. So I guess it all started like with, I really like, records, and, as a kid, listened to records all the time, and, met my boyfriend Richard in a record store, and he was really instrumental in like, helping me get my band started. Wrote songs, and he would look at them and he's like, you know, these are pretty good. And then it's like, I was like, you know, I like to play. I got a guitar. I got this awesome guitar from the pawn shop in Lewiston, Maine, my Burns Baldwin. And it had three pickups, including the Wild Dog setting. And I learned how to play it. And then I would listen to records. And like, I was like, wow, these are great songs. And I wanted to play like songs. And there were other bands kind of like doing that 60s garage kind of thing at the time, like the Chesterfield Kings and stuff. So it was like, that's so fun. Just, you know, listen to music you like and play it.
Do you remember the first album that you bought?
No. No, I don't. Because I always had records around. Like my dad would find records and bring them home as a little kid. And then like Richard at his store had tons of records, and he owned tons of records. Uh-huh. And then I had tons of records. So and I would say that I really like 45s a lot, because they're like a blast of energy. You can put them on and play it over and over as many times as you want.
Yes.
And, you know, like that. And I really like that. And I really like compilations of singles, and I really got into the Texas Flashbacks, and that's kind of what really inspired me, the Flashbacks series of records, and then the like seeing like local Boston bands come up to Portland, like the Real Kids and the Liars and the Hopelessly Obscure, and they got me even more excited about being in a band. So, and then I wanted to form a girl band, and we had the name The Brood, and it was like, wow, what a great name for a band. So then I found people who, like mutual friends, and we all kind of learned how to play and be in a band together and like, and play. So it was a lot of fun.
Yes. And it's interesting that your direction went from songwriting first and then instrument. Is that what you're saying?
I guess they both kind of happened at the same time, but you know, like, you know, when you have like notebooks and stuff and ideas and you write stuff down. So I had like one of those going.
Right. Then, I guess my question was, when in that state of mind, were you thinking of songs or were you thinking about poetry?
Oh, songs.
Yeah.
Music.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, it's always music. It's the beat, you know? It's like, I like that. And then like, we played, all like vintage instruments, 60s instruments, and we had 60s amps and clothes, and, really got into the garage thing, and, played, you know, lots of places and Canadian, we played Psychedelic Week and across Canada one year. It was pretty fun.
Yes. And then how long were you with the Brood?
It was actually like 17 years, I think.
Uh-huh.
It was like a long time. It's kind of like being kind of like a marriage, you know, just hanging out and playing all this time. And it was really good.
Yes.
We had a cool van.
Did you have a break in between your bands, or did you go right into Tiger Bomb?
Well, after The Brood, let's see. So we put out four albums on three different labels, Get Hip, Estrus, and Dionysus, over that period of time, plus a bunch of singles and contributions. So actually, like, when I figured it out, it's like I've written over 100 songs, written and recorded over 100 songs, which seems pretty incredible to me. But, so after The Brood, I was looking around to try to form another all-girl band. Didn't really happen, but I did form a group called Lady Kensington and the Beat Lords. And we played around Portland and Boston a lot. And that was kind of more of a 60s freak beat kind of sound. Because I get into all like these little genres, like there's like the garage and there's the freak beat and then like Dutch beat. And like I got into Joe Meek recordings a lot and surf. I was in a surf band too called Shutdown 66. I forgot about that. Where we did like songs like, you know, Dick Dale and Ventures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot of fun. And then after the Beat Lords, I did Holly and Her Buddies because I wear glasses and they're like Buddy Holly glasses.
Yeah, that makes sense. So
So like we were at this place called Chickies, and then we're like, hey, I have a band called Holly and Her Buddies. Can we play here? Because they did like Americana stuff. Except right. I didn't really have a band called that. And he goes, yeah, okay. So I was like, all right. So me and Matt and Scott, who are the Beat Lords, did Holly and Her Buddies. And that was a lot of fun, like Buddy Holly songs and Buddy Holly sound-alike songs, like the Hullabaloos and stuff. So that was a lot of fun.
That's great.
It's good stuff. And then after Holly and Her Buddies, the Flipsides. Flipsides were more of like a Chuck Berry meets Louie Louie kind of a thing.
Uh-huh.
50s and 60s, kind of frat rock. So that was fun. We did a lot of shows in Portland, Boston, Worcester, like that.
Pronounced correctly, too, I might add.
Well, of course. And then, Tiger Bomb happened, kind of like what Linda was saying. You know, we were each simultaneously looking to put together a girl band and or all-female band, how do you say it? And then a mutual friend each told us about each other, and then we contacted each other, and it worked out. We hit it off and, you know, had the same kind of vision, and, you know, and the rest is history.
Well, it sounds good from our perspective. And I know you have some shows coming up. So I'm actually going to play a set of music and then bring you back on mic to tell us a little bit about your schedule for the next few months. How does that sound?
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Blasting up into the sky.
Okay, so that was Astro Girl by Tiger Balm. That is from the recording Sugar Buzz. That is one of two current recordings available by Tiger Balm. And they are available on Bandcamp. And, I hear a siren in the backyard sharing that with you. I am going to go ahead and play a song by The Broad, as Chris had mentioned, a band that she has also been involved with for many years. And then I'm going to go ahead and bring Chris back on mic to talk about the upcoming shows that they have in the next couple of months, starting with, of course, the Middle East this evening. So here we go with Chris as part of The Brood. So what did I just play? I played I'm Not the One by The Brood. And once again, The Brood, the music of The Brood, can be found on Bandcamp. So I would suggest going there and checking it out. Just make sure that it is The Brood from Portland, Maine, because there are a couple of imposters.
Yes.
And Chris, I have you on mic to tell us about some upcoming shows for actually both Tiger Balm and The Brood.
Okay. Let's start with this
Saturday.
Okay. Yes. I was going to say chronological. Yes. So this Saturday, February 11th, Tiger Balm will be at the Mideast Up for the early show, which is music 6 to 9, doors at 5. With Freeloader, not the Freeloaders, Freeloader.
Freeloader single.
And correct, one unit.
One Freeloader.
One freaking Freeloader rock and roll unit, Freeloader. Freeloader and then Hammered Saint and then Tiger Balm.
Okay, fantastic.
We're gonna rock the place till 9.
Woo.
Yeah, woo!
That's like the early bird special.
It is.
Have you played the Middle East before?
Tiger Balm has not.
Oh.
In my other band, The Brood, yes, we did.
Okay, so you've darkened the doorstep before.
Yes. Although I think they've changed a little bit since we did play there probably maybe mid to late 90s. I think they've changed a little bit. But they're still right where they're supposed to be. So
yeah. And subway accessible.
Another plus.
a big plus because parking has changed here in the Cambridge Somerville area a lot due to bike lanes, so, which is a good thing because people can cycle safely, but it makes parking a little bit of a challenge. So we love our subway accessible clubs. Now, it's a good thing you're a Gemini. I know you're a Gemini.
That's right.
Because you have a show coming up in Spain, which you're going to be playing in both bands. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. We're playing the Wild Weekend 2023, a hip-shaking vacation. And Tiger Bomb, we're going to be playing, headlining Friday night in the lounge. And then The Brood is the next night, Saturday night, at the Wild Weekend nightclub. And we're headlining there too. So that's pretty exciting.
That's so fun. And it is fun that as a Gemini, you're going to be playing in each of your bands. appeals
I
to
know.
Me. And did you say that that's in Spain? That's in Spain, right?
It's the on the lovely island of Mallorca, which is in Spain or part of Spain. Yes.
Fantastic. You know, I know other musicians who have traveled to Spain to perform, and they have been received very well.
Oh, people love playing in Spain. Yeah. The people there, they love the rock and roll.
That's appreciated. And then you have a show in March coming up as well.
Oh, and also I just wanted to say, The Brood in Mallorca is it's a reformation of the band because some of the original members just are not available to play. So I wanted to let people know that Melanie Vammen from the Pandoras is going to be playing the organ, and Jen D'Angora from our fave band, the Shanghai Lows, is going to be on bass. Huh? Jen on bass. Picture that. And then Jessica Smith from Tiger Bomb, she will be drumming for that. So, yeah.
That sounds amazing.
Just wanted to let everyone know.
Yes.
So we're really looking forward to that. So March 18th is Geno's Portland, Maine with the Mock Bell Experience. So Mock is... everybody in Boston knows him. The books, he's got the books, he's got the thing, he's got the band, and he's going to sing and he's going to be great. So that's middle of March.
It is going to be an experience.
It will, a Mock Bell experience.
And tell me where that is again. That's in Portland, Maine, and it is?
There's a rock and roll club, Geno's Pub. All the rock and rollers know where it is.
It's
at 625 Congress Street. It used to be on Brown Street back in the old days, and they moved it, and now it's on Congress Street.
Is that where you played recently with the Thigh Scrapers?
That's right. Okay. Yes, with Mr. Brian Young's band.
Okay, fantastic. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, you've got a full plate, and I hope that if you have any other shows coming up, you'll let me know so I can announce it here.
Definitely. Because I'll just throw one in really super quick.
In May,
the Chelsea Curve is sponsoring a band called the Sharp Class from the UK. They're like three high energy guys, mod, totally great band. So it's going to be Chelsea Curve, Sharp Class, Tiger Bomb, and Muck and the Myers. One night at Geno's, one night at the Jungle.
Oh, everyone fantastic. Knows who the jungle is. So, yes.
And that's in May. So I know it's a little bit far away, but yes.
You know, it's not that far away, and I'm putting it on my calendar. I love the jungle. So fantastic.
Oh, good. Excellent.
Okay. Well, thank you again for coming on, Mike, and joining me. So excited to hear you all on Saturday.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
And, you know, I guess we'll get a good night's sleep too.
That's right. It's a twofer, a win-win.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. See you then.
Cool. Thanks. See ya.
In the dark, I like to Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Okay, so once again, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO. We are Medford. We are Tufts Freeform Radio, and Freeform we are. This show is titled Something About the Women. My name is Kirsten. I'm one of the three DJs that sits in the squeaky chair, as Sue calls it, and we rotate, and it is really an amazing place to be. So what did I just play in that last set? Well, I started with a Till Tuesday, Voices Carry, and then Genya Raven, He Got Me, and in parentheses, When He Got His Pants On, and then the Go-Go's, Fading Fast, Beauty and the Beast. Wanted to have a few more songs by girl groups before I bring Linda Mandolin on mic. I did have a PSA having to do with taking care of your pets during the winter. As many of you know, during my spare time when I'm not on air, I am fostering dogs. I currently have two foster dogs. And of course, my Melly is a rescue. She's a 55-pound pit bull who helps me to foster and is so gracious and kind and nurturing to the dogs that come into our house. So I have an almost one-year-old. He is listed as a pit bull mix, but he actually has more herding dog. His name is Oreo. He will be 1 year old. He was given the birthday of Valentine's Day, which I think is lovely, because he was found on the streets and we don't know when his birthday is. So you will be getting some Frosty Paws from J.P. Licks on the 14th to celebrate his birthday. And then I have a little tiny, just adorable 10-pound, maybe a corgi mix puppy that is 4 months old and is learning his potty training. And feisty is how he's been described, and feisty he is. So, yes, if you're thinking about getting a dog, please consider adopting a dog. There are states that do not have spay-neuter programs, and we do. So we have more houses than dogs, and they have more dogs than houses. So there you have it. I've been chatting on long enough. I'm going to bring Linda Mandolin on mic to talk about her musical story and then, play some music and like that. Because that's what we do here on Something About the Women. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, I have Chris Horn and Linda Mandolin of Tiger Bomb on this evening. And I'm going to bring Linda on mic now to talk about... Linda, hi, first of all.
Hey, Kirsten. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on my show. And so excited that you're going to be in town very shortly.
Thank you. We are too. Very excited. Gosh, last time we played Boston was, kind of a long time ago.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, us too.
Now, you have a history. You have been in a few bands, and I would love for our audience to hear kind of what your trajectory has been leading up to Tiger Bomb.
Sure. Well, it wasn't an easy journey by any means. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. And my musical journey started with, an all-female band from Detroit called Inside Out. And I was 16 years old when I formed Inside Out. I was really lucky to find an incredible, bass player and drummer, and we were just a three-piece, so we were all pretty young, I think ages 16, 18, and 21. We wrote all our own songs. I think the first album came out in 1990. I'm dating myself here. but it was our first album. We signed to a label from England called Meantime Records, back when you could get signed to a label from, you know, a music review from Maximum Rock and Roll. That's how we got this record label deal. Okay. So we
That was pretty young, 16 years old, to have a band and have a record deal. And I seem to remember in our previous conversation that you were inspired by a particular musician and song.
Yes. I've loved music my whole life. And one of my influences that we'll hear later was a R&B singer named Laura Lee from the Hot Wax label, early 70s, and the song's called Rip Off. Uh-huh. And it's a really amazing, awesome, you know, like, I don't want to say girl power, but like, you know, like woman power song, early 70s, way ahead of its time. So that inspired me early on, you know, to form and play music later. Inside Out had a really good run. We were together for about 10 years. We did multiple tours of Europe. We were one of the first all-female punk bands to play Eastern Europe after the wall came down. We did a John Peel session when I was 22 years old. Mm-hmm. And at age 23, I was inducted into the Detroit Music Hall of Fame.
Congratulations.
Thank you. With Inside Out. And after that, everything like fell apart, as bands always do. But we're, you know, we were together for 10 years and we're still friends to this day. Really good friends. And they're amazing musicians.